Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9:07, and you're here listening to Roy Peretz and Liel Rimon and Moshe Starograd. We will talk a little bit about life today and how life is treating us here in sunny Johannesburg. Like I said, the day today, what is it? 25th today already.
25th.
We're finishing the year. Do you understand that? I mean, we're already there. I mean, it's really, what do you think, guys?
No, it's Halloween this weekend.
Halloween?
The great Jewish holiday.
The 1st of November, all the shopping centers, Christmas songes already.
Really?
Yes.
That's how we count. The great Jewish holiday of Halloween is coming now. After it, it's the great Jewish holiday of Thanksgiving, and then it's the great Jewish holiday of Christmas, and
it's all Jewish holidays.
Yeah, very Jewish.
Tell me, alright, so what do we have? First of all, we've got some sort of a good news, I think, because the Ikurileni Town Council is going on to a vote of no confidence and against the ANC, so hopefully it will be something doing right there. Currently, as you know, has been running on, they say they've been basically going, I don't know, they're driving it to bankruptcy or whatever, but it's I don't know what's you know, politics is something amazing,
but it's not politics. You're a businessman, Roy. Is Ikurileni, is South Africa Airways, SAA, is Eskom, is it good businesses? Is it making money? Is it not losing money?
It's definitely losing money.
It's a very bad businesses. It's running
it's
in
not very
bad way.
It's not exactly. It's a good business running bad way, because if you look at it, it has to be privatized. I mean, in a capitalist environment, we can't afford having people like, having companies like this losing money. When you lose money, there's no money to give to poor people. The idea of the capitalist is, let us make money, so we'll have money to give to the poor people, whatever. Because poor people will be always, they were always gonna be, you know, my grandfather used to say that if you take all the money in the world from all the people, from the rich, from the poor, you take all the money, collect it in one bundle, and give each and every one of them $1 million. At the time it was a lot of money. $1 million you give. He says the very next day you'll have poor people and rich people. Nah. Think about it. I promise you.
He was wrong. It will take at least 3 days.
All right. 3 days. But you're going to have rich people and poor people after really, really short period of time.
No, 100%. But I just want to make it a little bit more clear. I think that you must give the business to someone that can run it in the most efficient way. And it doesn't matter if it's private or government run. I don't see any difference, but it's have to be efficient. If the government can't do it, give it to someone else to do it.
Yeah, that's just exactly the capitalist way. So
okay.
If a government doesn't do it, a private person must do it. This is, I want to put something of Ed Sheeran. I'm sure you guys like it. Who doesn't like him? So, just to start the morning, it's going to be so nice. Let's listen to this guy. So anyway, so we were sitting with my wife and having a beer and having a drink, basically, my wife. And I said, you know, I love you. And she says to me, are you talking to me or is that the beer talking to me? I said, no, me, it's me talking to the beer.
You know, two friends are meeting after years they didn't meet, so the one telling Roger, so Joe, what with this great love of yours, Liz? He said, ah, it's all finished. He said, what? What happened? Ah, we got married.
Yeah. You know, now, sex is not the answer. Sex is the question. Yes is the answer.
Get Rockstars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. I like this ukulele music in the background. You know, I make best of it. So, the Bucky Draw, one is big. The Bucky Draw will take place Sunday at 1 o'clock at Norwood Hyper in the car park. Important, no further entries will be accepted after 11, after 11 on the 28th October 2018. All entrants are to be present at the draw in order to be considered eligible for a possible prize winner. Sunday, the 20th October, there will be a lot of activities in the car park Muz/Pieworks, and Ringo will be selling Chalav Israel and Mehadrin Commission products. All right. If you spend 1,000 rands on groceries and you have a stand to, you got a chance to spin the wheel and win for a prize. Lots of specials. Rabbi Kravitz will do the draw.
Nice. Ah. What Shabbos have? Project.
Yep.
It's that time of the year again. The people, electric, and the stores are packed. It's that time when the world comes together. Keeps it together and leaves it together. This year's Shabbos project is merely days away, and it truly promises to be the best one yet. Keep a lookout for your area programs. The youth have taken over, and they've created a revolution. Let's get ready to make a history. For more info and to find out what's going on at your shul, go to theshabbatproject.org. Let's keep it together.
All right. This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz. So, what do we have today? So, let me tell you, there's a nice joke that that Reagan used to tell, you know, President Reagan used to tell. So, he was saying, we talked before about how the system works and how, for my opinion, really communism socialism don't work. So, he said that joke belongs to Reagan, not to me. So he said that, in the old days, he told this joke to Brezhnev, that was the president at the time. I don't think it was 1981 or so, somewhere around there. And he said to him that, the story was like this. Only people of government could get cars in the old USSR, you know, Soviet Union quickly. And the normal citizen had to wait up to 10 years. So here comes this guy, pays in advance for his car, and the officer there tells him, look, you must come back in 10 years' time. So the guy asks him, must it come in the morning or in the evening? He said, what's the difference? I mean, 10 years from now, what are you talking, morning or evening? He says, no, in the morning I've got an appointment with a plumber. that I used to work. So this is socialism for you. Yes. And capitalism is what drives the world today. There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, really. You know, I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, today we don't have Peter Feldman, so we don't have anybody to really tell us what to do. So, no. So today we can do a little bit of other stuff. Moshe, how's business going?
Well, not now. I can tell you it's a little bit slow.
A little bit slow meaning what?
Yeah. People haven't got the confidence to come to you.
Would you get a little bit to the speaker a little bit?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. What I was saying is that people haven't got the confidence to come and to commit themselves to something. So everybody's waiting what will happen. Yesterday in the paper, you see Tito Mboweni say, listen, we got problems with the fiscal. There's no money.
Oh, really? I thought there's a lot of money.
Yes, yeah, there is.
The people at the parliament, the ones they're stealing the money.
Oh. The back pockets of the...
So hold on a second. So Tito Mboweni said there's no money. So then everybody else listened to Tito Mboweni.
Well, he's a finance minister.
Yeah.
And you have to listen to somebody. Never mind what he says. The moment he says there's no money, the person who sits in New York or Hong Kong, and you say, listen, look what's happening. Must I invest money in this country? No. Never mind. I'll take out what I've got.
Yeah. No, you're right. But would you invest in this environment?
Well, let me tell you. I want to give you an example. In 1929, when it was the big depression in America, everybody used to jump from the buildings because they lost money. One person bought everything, Rockefeller, and became a multimillionaire. Yeah. So you know what I mean? Wherever there is a hill, there's a dip. So in other words, what I'm trying to say, one is bad, one is good. So there's always somebody on a standby who's trying to buy. But there is no rush. People feel, look, the housing business, the real estate, you know, all of them are quiet.
But housing is different from my opinion, yeah. Because the housing you're looking, it's, I always said, the only thing you, it's good to finance or it's not bad to finance is the place you stay. Oh, you stay there. I mean, you know, you have to stay somewhere. So rather finance it than finance anything else. So houses, the thing is that lately you cannot get finance for houses. In South Africa. For me, the house market actually determines how the,
country.
The whole economy, is,
the
going,
economy
yeah.
is going. Yeah, that's you're right. It's very, very important. And I think what you said before, Moshe, that someone will fill the void and come and do the investments. Yes, but I'd rather it be Americans and Europeans, Germans and French than Chinese and Russians that, you know, it's come with a price if they're investing in your country.
Definitely. Definitely it comes out. So, the Chinese don't just come and invest in your country.
Exactly.
They got a schedule. Believe me. You know, they bank the whole country here. Just now it become Chinese. Owned by the Chinese.
You know, to be honest with you, I really respect the way they went forward. I mean, they took a socialist country, a complete socialist country, and they still call themselves communists. They're still communists.
Yeah.
And they really made it. It's the most capitalist communist country they
Listen,
are.
They had, Please, a, they know. Had a problem.
Yeah.
They had a billion people in the end of the 80s.
Yeah.
They had a billion people. They had a big problem.
A huge
problem. And they had a great solution for it. They really solved the problem.
Only in a communist country you can tell the people you cannot make kids.
No, not about that. How they turn the economy. How they make advantage of all these people. Make factory. It's very cheap. Everybody come and produce by us. And boom.
And I'll tell you why. Because China was isolated for 45, 50 years.
Yeah.
You know. Now suddenly when they opened the doors, everybody went there because the labor was cheap and people used to work.
Yeah, but look how it's evolved, this market. In the 80s and the 90s, when you brought something from China, it was...
Chinese!
Yeah, grade
Z.
Now the Chinese said, okay, we can make cheap, but you can also make whatever you want. We can make it grade A, we can make it grade B, whatever you want. Come, you'll pay according to what you need.
Absolutely.
And they opened this market to everybody and anybody in the world. And look what it's got there.
Let me tell you, today everything is done in China under license. So in other words, if you see Gucci, for example, or what kind of a brand, you think comes from Italy or it comes made in China under license. License, in other words, the quality control is there.
Yes.
So you get the same thing in China like you got in Europe, cheaper because the labor is cheaper and the quality is there.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, lately from China, I know there's a lot of building projects going in South Africa that buying the materials from China. They say you can purchase the same things in South Africa, but for the same, you'll have to pay much more for the same quality, meaning the quality in China is higher than South Africa, believe it or not. I do believe that a country that's got such a big manufacturing ideas and power, I do believe that they can do much better than South Africa that has all those governing laws about labor and whatever. If you can't tell your worker what to do, I don't think we've got the right to be a manufacturer.
We've got a problem in this country with the labor law.
It's huge.
The moment a person comes to you, works for you, after 3 months, like a Catholic wedding, you cannot get rid of him, and he knows this.
It's not three months anymore.
3 days, maybe.
It's 3 days now. As soon as you employ him, it becomes a problem. You cannot just fire him because that's, why did you employ? Why did you fire? So the idea is, what the unions don't understand, or they do understand, but they don't want to show the understanding, is that it actually holds us back. Old people, they hold the people back from employment. I've got a friend who's got a huge factory. About 6-7 years ago, he said, you know what? No more. And slowly, he started taking jobs out. And he brings the stuff even from Germany.
It's cheaper for him. Outsource.
It's cheaper for him to outsource from Germany, from the United States, obviously China. It's cheaper for him to source from there than to manufacture here. It's only, he's got a team. Instead of 1,000 workers that he had, 900 and something workers, he's got a team of like 12 people. They just assemble the stuff here. I mean, look what this government is doing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's why America is a great country, because of three words.
Yeah.
You are fired.
Yeah, you are fired and it's gone.
That's why.
After 30 years working there, you can tell you, sorry, tomorrow don't come
and
to
work.
And
not only this, you see, people say, listen, but you cannot do this. But why do you fire people? But if you're a good worker and you give me production, why should I fire you?
100%.
You know what's nice about America? That even if you're fired every day, you can find a work the next day.
For sure.
Here, to find a work, take you 5 years.
Years and years. Do you remember Tom Jones?
Very well.
All right, let's go.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Perez. If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So this guy was telling me that his daughter broke a glass, and from the shock of breaking the glass, she cried and cried and cried. And it reminded me of a father that is still crying. A guy sitting in the Dead Sea and busy fishing. There's no fish in the Dead Sea. A guy walks next to me, said to him, what are you doing here? He says, I'm fishing. I need to feed my family. And the guy says, give him 200 shekel. And here he walks away. We felt bad for the guy. As he walks away, I said to him, tell me, do you know there's no, he shouted, I said, do you know there's no fish in Dead Sea? He says, what do you mean there's no fish? You're my third one.
You know, a guy walked into his office late to work. The boss is catching him. He said, where have you been? Why are you late? He said, no, don't ask. There was a guy, he lost 200 rent note. He said, ooh, that's very nice. You helped him to find it. He said, no, I was standing on it.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. And, we were talking about some fun stuff, but we were talking basically about our... about socialism and capitalism, and how capitalism can work and can fix this country nicely, and socialism could never work because socialism is just an idea you sell to a mass of people that basically suffering, and they think, yeah, you know what, now with socialism people will take care of us, like that crazy grant that we've got. How many millions of people are getting grants?
About 16 million, no?
16 million,
I think so. I'm not
it
sure
was around the... it was around this number.
I mean, think,
anyway,
can you ever believe that 16 million people are getting, I don't know how
it's
much
not about it's not only about that. Think that everybody that getting a grant for the government, it means that he can't afford a lot of stuff, and he definitely is not paying a tax to SARS. So everyone, it's a double pay. First of all, you don't get money from this guy to the country.
You do get in a way, because he buys stuff, you know, when he buys with the money stuff, he buys food, he buys that, he buys that, and then like he spent all the food, you don't really make a lot of the country doesn't tax it a lot, but
I don't think that
you get some sort of back. I mean, if you compare this guy that takes the grant, that received grant, to the government, like a person like allegedly Zuma, I love this word, allegedly Zuma stole a lot of money, and the money that Zuma or the Guptas allegedly took out of the country, meaning it was a live money, they never spent it in the country, you lose twice, because they take it out of the system, completely outside. The
but
country
how, can
loses.
You,
yeah.
How can you run the country economy when about 30% or even less, to be fair, is paying taxes?
No, you can't. No, you can't.
It's a big problem.
And the worst thing is that, they will always make the comparison between white person and black person and a previously disadvantaged, which I understand, previously disadvantaged and all this, I'm sorry, you know, this is nonsense. And, 24 years later, we're sitting with a couple of previously disadvantaged people, really swimming in a lot of money. And, every day they're finding new things like they found that allegedly, I love this word, I'm telling you, allegedly, Malema's friend, what's his name, Floyd,
Shibango,
was really playing with a big kitty.
Yeah.
How much money did they say?
16 million.
16 million rands he took.
Yeah. You know what?
Allegedly took.
And you know what, Roy?
Yeah.
You mentioned now white people, black people.
Yeah.
The VBS bank. Black owned bank. Now, who stole from the black people?
The white.
Not the white person.
No, the white.
the white. Okay.
There was one white guy. There was one white guy.
They know that they are stealing from themselves.
They know.
Of course they know. It's not a problem. What am I saying is that we need more people to be, to be in these places to steal.
Yeah, no, no, you, yeah, all right.
You understand
what
I'm saying?
You told us a joke. It was a good joke. When we cut off about the same thing, about the letters.
Yeah.
You tell the joke, yeah.
Oh, but I've got another joke, even nicer, because you talk about fish. And you know what?
I'm talking about fish. That was
on the donut. So I will tell you the joke. But the first joke is about a guy is going, you know, by the beach, and you see a lot of people fishing, and you see one guy. He's getting a lot of fishes, but when he get a big fish, he put it back in the sea. When he get a small fish, he put it in his bucket, and then he's doing it again. He's getting a big fish and he's putting it back. So he came to him and said, "Listen, bro. You're getting the big fish, you're putting them back in the sea, and the small one, you put in your bucket." He said, "Listen, I can't afford a bigger pen. I have a very small pen at home." So that's why.
A frying pen.
That's a small frying pen.
A frying pen, yes.
Yeah, but what we were talking about, that's, you can always blame, it's always somebody else to blame. So the joke
is like this. In the Soviet Union in the 80s.
Soviet Union, just to remind you, was the most socialist, society ever. That's proper communism, yeah?
And then there was a guy by the name of Brezhnev and he finished his job and
Khrushchev,
who came after.
Who was that?
Yeah, Khrushchev.
Before Brezhnev, who was there?
Khrushchev.
So Khrushchev finished his job and Brezhnev is coming to replace him. And Khrushchev is telling him, "Listen, Brezhnev, I'm going to give you two letters. When you have the first big problems in the USSR, you're going to open the first letter and it's going to help you. When you have the second big problems or whatever gonna happen, they're gonna open the second letter. So there is some problems and Brezhnev don't know what to do. He's opened the first letter and there it says, please blame the previous regime.
Yeah.
And that's what he do, and actually it helps and everything become right. And he's very happy it helps him. And after a couple of years, another big problem's coming and he don't know what to do, so he opened the second letter, and on the second letter it basically said, "Sit and write two letters."
Yeah, that's a very good one. We've got SMS. We've got quite a few, but this one is, "I've accidentally found a new tongue twister. Please remove those shorts from your neighbor's mesh fence." Please remove those shorts from your neighbor's mesh fence. Yeah, right. You know, there was another joke. There's another joke about the USSR, the old Soviet Union, is that, that was again a Ronald Reagan joke. He said that he was telling the joke to Brezhnev, and Brezhnev was laughing. He said, "You know, In America, anybody can walk into the Oval Office, bang on the table and says, 'Mr. Reagan, I don't like you, the way you run the country.'" So Brezhnev says, in this country is the same thing. Everybody can walk into the Kremlin, bang on my desk and say, "I don't like how Mr. Reagan runs this country." Yeah. I just want to continue, but before that, I've got a nice Paul Simon for you. I don't know if you like or don't like, but I love him. So I've got really a nice Paul Simon. And this is
50 Ways.
Yeah, 50 Ways. Enjoy, guys.
If you missed Pornstars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So I was sitting in court and the judge were asking me, "After 33 years, why did you murder your wife?" I said, "Every day I keep on saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow."
I was just lazy. So if it weren't for marriage, women would have spent most of their adult lives arguing with complete strangers. Yeah. A man would go through all their life thinking that they have no faults.
What are you thinking?
There is always someone to tell you that you do and show it to you.
Yeah.
This guy
this guy comes and they took to Tel Aviv and they took him to the Moscovitz Auditorium. He sees the beautiful acoustic over there and the structure. It's unbelievable. So he goes to the tour guide and says, tell me, was this Moscovitz Auditorium named after the great scholar Jack Moscovitz? He says, no. It was named after the Abraham Moscovitz, the writer. So he says, what did he write? The Czech.
Pornstars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
This is the Pornstars with Roy Peretz. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:43. We've got like 7-8 minutes to go before they're going to almost kick us out of here. Liel had a good...
I found a lot of good Soviet jokes. Very, very funny.
Socialist jokes. Communist jokes.
A man in USSR walks into a shop. He asks the clerk, you don't have any meat here. So the clerk say, no, here we don't have any fish. The shop that doesn't have any meat is across the street.
And I can tell you one thing. Don't even say that the Soviet Union was a communist. It was not a communist country.
So what was it?
Maybe it was a socialism that tried. The only communism thing, that the only real communism was in Israel, in the kibbutz.
The only successful communism was the only success. It worked for them at the time. But, it was different times, obviously. It worked for them at the time. But you know what? The human nature is, if I work hard, I want to get somewhere. You can't say I'll work for the community. The idea is nice. Marxism, communism, it's nice, the idea. But it doesn't work together with human nature. It doesn't. It's just you, some people are better than the others. Like I said, you give money, the same money to the whole world, and the next day you're going to have rich ones and poor ones. And you know what the worst one is? The worst one is the guys from the party, from the government, from the party, were the rich ones. They were the high society. It's not because they worked hard. It's because their father was in the, you know, it's because they had relations.
Yeah, but so. In a place like a kibbutz, you get the ones that are running the factories that may be making millions of shekels.
Yeah, but they go home to the same nothing.
They go
home
to the same nothing as the same guy, and they're happy. And they want to be like this.
Not too many. Uh-huh. I promise you, not too many.
The guys that were in the kibbutz and the guys that stayed in the kibbutz, even until now, they're happy.
All right.
And Karl Marx, the father of the communism, died as a capitalist in London.
Another one in the USSR, a simple guy, standing in the line for liquor. And after a while, he gets upset and he said, nah, I have enough. Save my place. I'm going to shoot Gorbachev. 2 hours later, he returned and he asked for his place back. So his friend said, no, did you kill Gorbachev? He said, no, the line there was even longer.
Good one. So what I want to, we don't have much time. I want to say some words, you know, before there's a new, we're going to go for holidays. Just now everybody's going to get a bonus check. Hopefully, got an extra bucks to spend. And my idea was, would you spend it on a good watch?
I will definitely, but in this economy, I don't know, Roy. What do you feel? What is your experience in the last 3-4 months when it's really, really bad? I think the petrol is going to hike another couple of times until the end of the year.
They said it's another 40 cents.
Next week, another 40 cents.
But, normally in December, the petrol drops back, a rand or two, I think it will drop back.
It depends on the rand dollar exchange.
Yeah, that depends if how much is going to hike. But
and don't forget, we got a problem with we.
Yeah.
We don't have any problem, but we have a problem now with Saudi Arabia, and it can affect the
world economy.
If they're going to put some sanctions on them or whatever, it's going to affect the price, the oil price.
You think so? Because America will be the biggest supplier but don't forget, South Africa can supply itself. We've got reserves. We've got Sasol that manufacture petrol from coal, mm-hmm. which is, I think...
Apparently, I don't know if it's true, but it was some kind of a notice that South Africa is selling petrol to Botswana, and the petrol in Botswana is cheaper than South Africa.
Because of our taxes.
It is.
Not because of the petrol price.
The petrol price,
I think, is about 8 rands, and the other money is all... is all taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, taxing on petrol is huge. And don't forget, we've got our insurance as well. Our road accident fund.
They're bankrupt.
Yeah, they're bankrupt. Bankrupt because everything in this country is getting bankrupt. I mean, SAA has been bailed already how many times? How many billions of rands? Yes. And Liel is right.
So you know what?
Yeah.
Roy.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the first question what you asked me.
Yeah.
How is business?
How's business?
After what you said now,
yeah.
How would you analyze and say, listen, are you going to invest in this country and then everybody is bankrupt and everybody is stealing?
Okay, so let me take you to the first, you remember what I said, if you give people, what my grandfather used to say.
Yes.
You give people, yeah. So the same, I'm going to come back to my grandfather. My grandfather always said, there's always opportunities.
No,
in
he said,
chaos.
Moshe
always.
Said it's very nice. Listen, in the 30s, when America was nothing, people were losing everything, people were killing themselves, it was very bad. Came a guy by the name of Rockefeller, bought everything he can because it was
chaos.
For nothing.
Because it was chaos.
It was
and there's always opportunities in chaos, and it's so simple. You know. But,
this is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:50, and we galloping to the towards the end of the program. I want to talk a few words about Liverpool. So Liverpool last night did very nice against the Red Star Belgrade. The 4-0 was the results. Looked like Liverpool only conceded 3 goals from the beginning of the season, and we're doing not so bad, I think.
3 goals in Champions League.
Champions League and
in
3 games in how many games
3 games
3 yeah 2 it was 2 goals in yeah
in
but the, if you look in the league I don't think we even considered 3 goals we considered like
the
2 goals
the league we considered around 9 goals if I'm not wrong.
No, never
I looked at the table there was quite a lot.
What? No, we didn't concede so many goals.
3 or 6. I will find out for you.
We conceded one goal against, by the way, we haven't conceded one goal in Anfield since February.
Yeah.
That's amazing, huh?
That's amazing.
Since February, we haven't conceded one goal. So that's,
since Van Dijk came.
was it February? Yeah, possible. Yeah, somewhere
he came in January, but yeah.
February, not one goal.
Yeah, that shows you. Right?
It shows you. Yeah. It is
definitely
amazing. The only, yeah, you're right. So I think this season we haven't conceded any much goals. I mean, we conceded one against Leicester.
Right, you're right, 100%.
How many goals?
3.
3 goals, eh? The whole season.
So 3 goals
in 9 games. How many games? 8 or 9 games we have.
9 games already, huh?
Yeah, 3 goals. This is like the best we ever been, I think. I mean, conceding
9 games we already played.
And we won 8 and one of them we drew.
No,
this is
7,
not bad.
7 and 2
and 2 draws.
Draws,
yeah, yeah. That's not bad. It's actually an amazing thing. And they're telling us that we have to go. So let me just put, to be honest with you, I really want to put a great, like really a nice song. And it's a song from Journey. And we can say our goodbyes while
love
the song
Journey.
Is
Which one?
That Whoa. One. You like that?
Whoa. Who doesn't?
I don't know.
It's my best crying song, you know.
Is it?
Yes.
But it's going to be a great weekend. Apparently, the guy that protects the weather will be at work. Because lately, I don't know, since the government changed.
Only the weekends.
The weekends, yeah. You can
only
see they're taking the weekends off.
Yeah.
And the weather gets really bad.
Oh, during the weekend, it's pouring rain.
Exactly.
Can't go out of the house.
Yeah. So I blame the government for the weather too.
Of course.
So basically, I think this guy is doing his term this weekend. So it's going to be a good weekend and, everybody's going to have a lot of fun in the sun. And, I'm going to be at the river and hopefully it won't be that polluted because last week somebody did something right and, somebody did something right, believe it or not, and it was nice, and we had good water, but the weather wasn't good, so anyway, so I'm just going to wish you all a very good weekend, enjoy yourselves, and
good Shabbos,
great Shabbos, have a great Shabbos,
great.
And don't do bad things, I mean, huh? Be good people, let me tell you something,
again next week,
yeah, it is nice, eh? This is Journey, eh? But after Journey, I want to put Black Keys. I want to finish my thingy with Black Keys. So, just have a, I want you to have a lekker time. And, yeah, this is for us. It's much better than the,